Happy Sunday to all my anchorheads. It's Joji of Champagne Struggles. I'm back on the scene. Sorry for not giving the heads up for last weekend. I figured, you know, the heathen that I am, I didn't know it was Easter Sunday. So, of course, everybody that I wanted to interview was having their Easter family time. So I took that as a sign to just have a sabbatical Sunday and not necessarily do a podcast episode. But I'm back, and you know, I'm starting to learn that maybe I might need a little schedule of some kind just to keep things, you know, on point, especially for those of you who do me the honor of listening. So apologies for last Sunday, but again, we're back and we're gonna keep it going. And today, nice, short and sweet. I guess the theme that I have in my head is kind of like find your tribe. So last Saturday, I attended a workshop called From Desk to Destination with Normel Smith and Falami. Can't remember her last name, which is very bad of me, but she's a travel, basically how to do remote work. So for those of you who are not familiar, there's a company called Remote Year, there's Travel Noir. These are companies that are basically helping people to kind of leave the 9-to-5 life and go to more of a, you know, work from home, work from the coffee shop, work from a beach type of lifestyle. And I'm really, really entertaining transitioning into that, because the 9-to-5 is really becoming outdated as my freaking iPhone 4. So, you know, you figure you got technology that's being upgraded like what, every month. So therefore the workforce should be also updated, in my opinion, on a similar schedule. And, you know, having to leave early in the morning, go through traffic, go through a commute to get to an office to sit for 8 hours a day amongst people that you don't really care for in an environment that's not necessarily healthy. For a company who really doesn't give a damn if you die or not, because you can die tomorrow and they're just going to shift out your stuff and move somebody else back in, because, you know, productivity is key. That's getting really old and really played, and I'm sure it's been that way for a long time. So this workshop, From Desk to Destination, it was at Brooklyn Commons by Prospect Park in Brooklyn. Really, really dope information. It was a small, intimate group of us, about maybe 7 or 8 of us, which was perfect, you know. And it was also lovely to find out that this is going to continue. It's going to be one of those things that's ongoing for, I think, about maybe, what did she say, like 4 or 5 more classes. So really, really looking forward to that and seeing how that plays out, because I'm on board. I mean, change is going to come whether you prepare for it or not. And I just want to be on the prepared end. So that's that. But I say all that to say, at this lovely workshop, I met this lovely young lady named Toni Dubois, who was like a beacon of light for me, because here I am thinking, I want to leave the company that I'm working for now to go work for, you know, like a TV broadcast company like NBC. And that had been my dream since like 95. You know, back then, companies were all about family. You know, there was like this top 10 list of best companies to work for if you were a working mother. So, you know, both our companies kind of fit into that whole title, right? But in talking to her and hearing what she had to say, and she's like, you know, I've been here at this company that you like for so many years, and they have changed. Like, all the things that made them so wonderful back in the day, all those things are gone. So here I am saying, well, if I've been at my job for 20 plus years, why would I leave to go work for someone else to experience the same thing I'm experiencing now? So that solidified for me that the whole desk to destination thing is really the kind of vein that I want to, not even kind of, it's basically the path that I want to take. And then, you know, thanks to Tiffany and Tosh, they're the ones that hosted the Brooklyn Marketing Week last year that I went to. And for some odd reason, it's like my inbox has just been flooded with all these beautiful, you know, black women owned events that's been going on. And we're out here, we're really doing like the black girl magic thing is for real, for real. So, and it's inspiring because these are ladies that are my age or younger. And it feels great to see us doing our thing and not half-ass doing our thing. Like, we're really out here doing what we're supposed to do, right? And thanks to Tiffany and Tasha, I met Tony. And they had an event on Tuesday called She Boss. That's S-H-E, Boss, N-Y-C. And the young lady from Survivor's Remorse and the new show coming out on BET called In Contempt. Her name is Erica Ash. She came and she spoke. And I swear to God, it felt like church. The whole event just felt like a Sunday church on a Tuesday. Because there was a whole bunch of praising and you know, hallelujahs and yes, Lord. And you know what I'm talking about. Those kind of moments. And it was, even though there was men sprinkled about, it was all of us beautiful brown women. And nobody was hating on each other. It was just so beautiful. And it's not something that I get to experience on a daily basis. So, of course, I relish in it. Out of that sparked the invitation to today's birthday brunch invitation for Tony. And we went. Me and my sister went. She was like, you know, come out to my birthday brunch. Bring whoever you want to bring. Just come. Have a good time. So me and my sister, we went. We went out. Had a good time. For the first time in a very, very long time, have I sat at a table with grown people. But these weren't just grown people. These are people, everyone who had their own business. I even ran into my homegirl, Nadej Florimond, who, oh my God, makes the best pickles on the planet. She has an absolutely fantastic Haitian cookbook that you guys have to check out on Amazon. It is called Haiti Uncovered. Her name is Nadej Florimond. That's Nadej, N-A-D-E-G-E, Florimond, F-L-E-U-R-I-O, I'm sorry, I-M-O-N-D. Again, Haiti Uncovered, absolutely fantastic Haitian cookbook. Food is absolutely amazing. Ran into her, and it's just like, you know, you find these groups of people who you may not know, but you have conversations. And it was like this whole community table of us. We didn't know each other. It was Tony bringing all her people together. And it's kind of like how I do when I have my little functions and my girlfriends from this walk of life meeting the other set of girlfriends from that walk of life. And they may not have met each other before, but here they are in a setting and I'm the joining force of everyone. And because the conversations are so deep and so intense and just so powerful and just filled with passion and laugh and love, that's the type of thing that I love to do on a regular basis. And I wish I could do more of it. But just being here today, celebrating Tony's birthday with her and her friends who, in an offset kind of way, kind of like became my extended kind of friends, because, you know, I'll use that word really loosely because, you know, you connect with people. So these are my new connections, I'll say. But it was just so, it was like God is literally just pushing me in the right direction. And I feel that because these last 2 weeks have been so freaking enlightened. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm on high right now, you know, eating clean and going through this whole change and transition with my body, and now to go through the whole change and transition with my work, even doing art again. You know, every Friday I go to my art class and I'm doing my first acrylic painting ever on canvas, and it feels like second nature to me. Like, I literally zone out when I'm in front of the canvas just painting, and I'm just like, wow, all of this stuff is just happening. But it's not just happening because there's something that I've done. There's something that I did, I don't know how long ago, to put this stuff in motion. And I don't even remember what that might be. But I'm now seeing things like come to fruition and it feels freaking amazing. So I put out that I want to do the remote work. And I want to do it not because I have to, but because I want to. I'm really passionate about investing, be it real estate, be it stocks, whatever, you know, Bitcoin, whatever. There has to be a passive income stream that will free up my time, because the time is the one thing that you can't get back, so that I can go on and do all these other fabulous things and my artwork. I don't want to do art for work. You know what I mean? I want it to be just for me so I can share it with the world. But then whatever comes of it, comes of it. There's like no strings where that's concerned. So this is what, you know, it was a conversation around our little section of the table, you know, a little bit of politics, you know, between the Haitian crew, my Haitian posse, you know, and the dude at the end of the table who's a single father of three. And it was like, you know, the other guy, we love him too. He's married or whatever, but it's beautiful to see the dynamic between a silent ninja type brother who's just getting shit done without bragging, and the other brother who may be outspoken and really, you know, just full of generalizations when it comes to black women and black men. But it's all good, because sometimes you need those differences to see the bigger picture. And it's either way, it's all peace and it's all love, because at the end of the day, everybody has to find their way and walk their path to get to wherever they need to get to in their own, for whatever you want to call it, you know. So whatever trajectory he's on, bless him, may he get there safely, and, you know, at some point open his mind as he goes more and more. And for the brother who, Earl, big ups to you. I plan on making that dude my new mentor, because this dude is slaying when it comes to business. So, Tony, I love you for the people that I met tonight and my sister met tonight. Like, we totally love you for that. Thank you for the invite. Tiff and Tosh, Benchmark Group, totally love y'all for having all the events that allows me to meet people like Tony and people like Normel and people like Falami. I'm totally inspired, and it's not just going to be all talk. Like, now I actually have action plan, action planning 101. Like, things are being written down. Things are going to get checked off the list, and we're just going to keep it moving. Because come this time next year, you guys got to hear me on some bigger platform other than sitting here talking about the real struggle of Champagne Struggles. Like, the struggle is real, but the struggle doesn't have to continue for the rest of my life. At some point, the struggle has to drop off the bottom half of the champagne. Let it be some champagne and other stuff going on, you know? So that's my little blurb for the day. But no, you got to find your tribe. And I'm losing my voice because we ended up partying after dinner downstairs, because the restaurant is so dope. Negril in the Village on West 3rd. The absolute best freaking food, best DJs, best everything. The wait staff, perfection. So if you guys, for those of you who are local, Negril, West 3rd and LaGuardia Place, every first Sunday is brunch popping off the chain. And I'm saying all these names tonight because I realize we don't promote ourselves enough. And, you know, I had an opportunity last Sunday to be on somebody's internet radio because my dad, I don't know how my father becomes such an overnight celebrity, but he knows this internet guy who has this big radio station, big community following, gets me on the freaking radio, and I have no idea what the hell I'm, what to say or what to talk about. So the guy is asking me questions and I can't hear because he's on speaker closer to where his microphone is for his live show. I'm in the bedroom on the cell phone away from the radio so I don't get the feedback. So I'm really trying to listen and hear what the hell he's asking me. But it worked out because I ended up talking about the workshop, and I ended up talking about, you know, Jesse Thompson and the fibroid program. However, I did not mention names, and I realized the few people that had called into the show, they're talking about their businesses, but again, they're not mentioning names. And it struck me because I'm like, why do we do that? Why do we censor ourselves to the point where we lose business because we won't you know, I've listened to other people's shows and I've seen people on TV and they're quick to say, yes, my name is so-and-so on Instagram. That's what. They spell the name out and they give you the phone number and they give you the email address and they give you the Twitter and they give you the Facebook and they give you all the information you would need to find out where to find them and how to get in touch with their business. But we don't always do that. And I'm wondering if that's like a more deep rooted type of issue. Like, do we not want to big up ourselves because we don't have the confidence? I don't think we don't have the confidence, because if we didn't have the confidence, we wouldn't have the business going, right? So it has to be something else. So tonight I'm shouting out names and I'm going to do my best going forward to be very aware of that fact. When I talk about something, it's not going to be like, oh yeah, I went to this workshop. What's the name of the workshop? The workshop that I went to was called From Desk to Destination by Falami and Normel. Even though I don't remember the last names now, it was at Brooklyn Commons, right across the street. Empire and Flatbush, right across the street from Prospect Park. Shout out to them. Tony, whenever you get your business up and running, know that I'm going to holler out your name too, because I don't know who's listening, but whoever's listening could listen and pass that information on. This is what we got to do. This is how we got to keep ourselves in business, in powerful places, and just, you know, spread the wealth, spread the knowledge. So that is all for the night. I'm going to get ready to settle down under my comforters and wait for Walking Dead to come on at 9 o'clock. Because, yes, it is that kind of Sunday. I said, let me do this quickly. Let me do this before I zone out in front of the zombie nation and find out what the hell Negan's about to do to Simon. So, two things, my anchorheads. Find your tribe. You never know where they may lie, where they exist. Go out, meet people, meet new people, talk to people. Don't be afraid to promote yourself, promote whatever talents you may have. Don't be afraid to speak who you are and what you like. Do not censor yourself. Second thing is, when you're talking about businesses, or who cares, it could be just something as simple as a small show or an event that a friend that you know may have, big them up, shout out the names, give real names, give times, dates, places. Let's get it together and let's promote each other on a positive note. And I have to apologize, my very first podcast, this is the last thing before I go, when I shout out the young lady with the t-shirts, yes, I was pissed off, but I also got to remember there's a lot of psychological stuff that we as Black people are working through, and no one taught us from jump how to do business. And especially when you start something not knowing the full scale of what that thing may really, you know, like what it takes to do everything that, who knows? Like, I don't know how to operate a t-shirt company. I'm just speculating because I'm a customer. But when we get into things, we don't necessarily know the full scale of what we're getting into until it happens. And sometimes you have to make those little falls in order for you to learn and grow and do better. So, Khalila, right? I'm a humble myself. I'm still upset because I still didn't get any response to my emails or whatever. But I understand that you're a growing business, and I pray in the future that good things do come your way still and always, but that you also learn what it means to have this whole t-shirt business and what it means to reach out to your customers and see that customer service is important, and understand that without your customers, you won't have a business. So my rant at the time I felt was warranted, but I can totally be humble enough to say, I see that it ain't always what we think it is. Stuff is hard out here. So with that being said, I'ma sign off and say goodnight to all my anchorheads. Keep your businesses in the forefront. Shout yourselves out. Big yourselves up. And never back down. And yeah, in like 34 minutes, Walking Dead's going to be on. And I'm saying it because I'm about to get off the recording right now. Yeah. So have a great week, and I will see you guys, or shout y'all out, next week Sunday. All right. Happy Sunday and happy week. Later, my anchorheads. This is Joji from Champagne Struggles signing off.